This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, December 20th, two-thirds of the way through the month of December, 10 more days, and it'll be New Year's Eve. Hooray! Celebrating in every way we can, the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, just enjoying some chocolate from See's Candy.
Oh, don't rub it in.
Do you like it? Which one did you have?
I had the white chocolate, but I was encouraged by my daughter to open it up because she wanted chocolate for breakfast. Sort of an unsung tradition.
Merry Christmas. I thought I was going to see you, so I thought it would be something different, but since I didn't...
Well, you'll see me for New Year's. You won't see me for
Christmas. Yeah, but when I just thought I knew I wouldn't see you for Christmas, I wanted to send you a little holiday cheer.
Very nice. Both of you have done a fine job. I was supposed to open... I was told I had orders not to open any boxes. So, but that's after I opened a bunch of boxes, and because Megan sent a lot of stuff here for Christmas. So I'm looking at the stuff that was sent.
Did you mess it up?
No. Well, I opened up some.
You've got a box in there for me that you haven't opened yet.
No, I haven't opened. I opened one, the John Legend CD, but I have not opened the other one. Yeah. Right. So, anyway, thank you all for the warmth and love that is expressed, and hopefully we will be doing our best. We have a Christmas show that we're putting together right now. Jennifer and Victoria. Kara, I think you're contributing too, aren't you?
I might be.
You might be.
People will have to wait and find out.
Play hard to get. Anyway, last night I recorded a whole bunch of stuff for the Christmas special that will be on next Tuesday?
And we're going to do something nice things about us?
It wasn't about us. Some of the things that I did were the traditional things that I've done on the air for 40, 50 years, the reading of certain things that are appropriate for Christmas, the night before Christmas and all through the house, you know, that sort of thing that I love to do. And then I told a few stories. I had Bob in tears, so I...
Wow. Laughing or crying?
Listen, with him it's either or both.
Sometimes
we go back
both
so far.
At the same time.
Can you imagine we've known each other and been friends for 50 years? Who, under the circumstances, how lucky am I to have a friend like that and have somebody who actually still thinks I have value 50 years later? We used to do some pretty silly things at WBZ. I remember, I think the first thing we ever did was go out and interview the carpenters at a state fair. Chasing
like
them around.
The group, the carpenters, or
yeah,
a group
Karen
of carpenters?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was confused on that one too, Jen. I was like, you mean like the stagehands? Like, I was confused.
Yeah, the carpenters. All right, let's get to it here. Stop distracting me, Jennifer. What's going on? What's the hot story?
All right, well, there's two hot stories. I'm going to let you pick since it's Christmas and it's giving season. You want the government shutdown update? Could be some good news. Or do you want the Syria withdrawal plan?
I think the Syria withdrawal plan has a little more starch to it. The government shutdown is not much happening with that. It's kind of a
I'll give you the quick recap on that. That's the Senate voted while you were sleeping last night to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open. Now it goes to the House.
They do their best work is when you're sleeping.
That's right. And or when Nancy Pelosi's out at a bar dancing around, which is also a possibility. But the House, it's going to be tough because House, the Freedom Caucus, the conservatives in the House are like, forget this, we're ready to dig in with the president. So it'll be interesting. I'm sure the government will stay open. So there you go. That's the update on that. Now, Syria yesterday, and people are saying this is a reversal. Trump campaigned on the fact that he wanted to withdraw us from Syria. He wanted to get out of these bad situations. But when he tried to do it this past April, his military advisor said, no, you got to wait. There's too much instability in that area. Well, now he has decided, he announced yesterday and did a video about it at the White House, that he wanted to bring the brave men and women who are there home for the holidays. And he said that he wants to get us out of Syria. He said it was a victory over ISIS, which it was as far as the caliphate goes. ISIS still exists, but they aren't in a geographic region. The problem that I worry about is when you leave an area like this, ISIS tends to regrow. And we saw that after Saddam Hussein died, it was taken out of power in Iraq. And that's exactly where ISIS grew, because there wasn't leadership. There was chaos. And so us leaving the area of Syria makes me a little nervous for that reason. It also helps Iran and Russia bolster their power in that area of the country, or in that area of the world. Russia, Syria's a client state of Russia, so Russia is very much involved in the Middle East politics. Of course, Iran is looking to get a stranglehold on whoever they can in the Middle East. So Trump's defending his decision this morning. He's tweeting saying it's not in the U.S. interest to be the policeman of the Middle East. I think probably a lot of more people on the left are celebrating. This is kind of what I think would make them happier. A lot of hardliners like Lindsey Graham on the right are saying this is the wrong move.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham said it was a huge Obama-like mistake. That was an interesting sort of characterization.
He's referring from us pulling our troops out of Iraq.
Yeah, right. Clauseology, if you will. So is it the right thing to do? What do we do to fix the problem of the long range? What is the long range thinking on fixing the problems that are created by these power vacuums? When you bump somebody off, when you push somebody out, when you get rid of this leader, so what happens after that? I was thrilled to see Saddam Hussein hanging at the end of a rope. But the other side of that is, there was nobody there to fill the power void. They ruled with an iron fist. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. Anybody got out of line? I'll never forget seeing, when I went to Iraq and stayed in one of Hussein's palaces, and I slept in one of his son's beds, Uday, and learning from one of the guides what they had done to farmers, because this fella found out that I was a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So he said, well, you'll be interested to know in his broken English that Uday had a big vat of acid and lye. And there were a group of farmers that protested policies of Saddam Hussein, and they came to Baghdad and they arrested 20 of them and they dumped them upside down into this big vat of the lie, and they obviously
they weren't
what
nice
happened.
Guys. No. I remember reading Sports Illustrated about the Iraqi Olympic team. You didn't hear much about it because no one was stupid enough to join it. Because what would happen when the athletes would lose is they would kill you. They would store, and I literally mean store when we're talking about human life. They would have a small tent that they would actually restrain all of their athletes in so that they couldn't even stretch out. They couldn't they would be kept like in a cage, essentially. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Jeez. Bad, bad guys. All right, well, so what do we have? What happens? Who knows?
I don't know that you can. I always think that every problem is fixable, but the Middle East is one that is biblical. Mm-hmm. It has been written about in time and time again. I don't know that there's any fix.
Well,
so
they've learned how to live with each other.
Right.
We should get out because we're not going to influence it one way or another. If they stay there and they do themselves in, it's not likely, or you'd like to think it's not likely, that the remnants of Daesh or Al-Qaeda or whoever are going to spread their wings if they keep themselves busy in the Middle East. But it's not, look at what, I use this example all the time. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. The Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, they all live together. They're all Semitic. Their tribes, as they are more similar than not. So why can't we just point to that and say, look at this. This is how it works. And stop with all the nonsense. Am I being a Pollyanna? Well, maybe I am. I've been accused of that many times in my life. But would it be that we had that much common sense, right? Speaking of common sense, you want to have the best-looking teeth? Common sense would predicate you do better with a nice white smile than with a yellow ooh, stained teeth. Well, you know, you look at somebody's teeth, and if they're nice and white, you're impressed. And if they aren't, you are not impressed. A lot of people drink coffee, tea, red wine, smoke, that sort of thing. All that contributes to the negative side of the color of your teeth. So if you want to fix that problem the best way possible, least expensive and best, is not to use whitening strips, not to use those toothpaste that have those little pearls in them that eat away at your enamel. Yeah, your teeth will be white, but you're not really looking. The enamel's not there to save your teeth, so they get full of rot and full of cavities. Ugh. You don't want that. What you want is a good smile. And you get that with Power Swabs, clinically proven to, in 5 minutes, change the way that smile looks. And then you use it every 5, 6, 7 days, and it'll, every time you use it, increase the whiteness by a coefficient of 2-3 times. And so you keep doing it, keep your teeth white. It doesn't have any negative impact at all. After all, it uses a patented natural tooth detergent and a whitening agent to lighten up those stains. They will disappear eventually. Power Swabs removes the stains on your teeth, your caps, your veneers. So do yourself a favor. Maybe you can, you still have time to call 800-208-1797 and use Power Swabs as a nice little stocking stuffer for everybody you know. We all need to have our teeth whitened. It doesn't make any difference how white they are. You can make them a little whiter and a little brighter. Unless you just had veneers put on, and they stay white for a while. But now is the opportunity to get them at half price, to get those Power Swabs at 50% off using the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797. So do it right now while you're thinking about it. Tell them you heard about it here. Get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So for those of you who are looking out in your telescope to try to figure out where the rings are going around Saturn, you may or may not be interested to know that NASA says their observations from various spacecraft and telescopes have determined that Saturn's gravity is pulling the rings around Saturn into the planet. They rain down as icy particles at a rate that could fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool every 30 minutes. NASA believes the rings will be gone in less than 300 million years. Man, I'm holding on for that one. And what's happening is what's happened to all the planets. Mars and Earth and most of the ones closer to the sun have gone through this process earlier to become solidified. It's sort of global warming on Saturn because the rings are going away, the gases are being solidified, brought to the surface, and so it's becoming more of a plane. They used to have rings around Jupiter and Uranus and Neptune, but they've been brought in. It's actually...
I'm sorry, in from what?
Uranus.
Oh, what?
Neptune. Thank you, Jennifer. It's actually moving to become a planet,
you
just like
such us. An adult. You know how
Uranus.
I
Uranus. Really? Okay. Grow up, Jennifer, would you please?
Thank you.
21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
See what we have done, and we've accomplished something since the 1st of December, Victoria. We've gone through all 100 of the biggest songs from last year, according to Billboard magazine. Now, the refreshing thing will be we can start all over with a faster look at a closer list, the top 40 probably. But this song, no surprise, because of airplay and the purchase, it's still fairly new. Oh, let's see, this goes back to Love Actually, which came out 14 years ago? How long ago did that movie come out?
That's a good question. It was like 2002, maybe?
I watched it for a while. Yeah, it's been a while. Early then, 2001 or two. Anyway, Mariah Carey becomes, or was last year, the most popular songstress. And this song was the number one song last year at Christmas time. All I want for Christmas is you. Crank this puppy up. Everybody loves this song. Love the way it builds. This is just a fabulous song. It just is. Nice.
This is one of those songs that doesn't get old.
No, it
really
feels better when you see it in the movie, too. It's just fabulous. 25 after the hour here on the DJB Show with Victoria, Kara, and Doug, and a focus on Trisha Yearwood, who has some special musical news today. And there's a new tribute album to Frank Sinatra. This is interesting that she's doing this. She's going to debut this album, Let's Be Frank, at Williams-Sonoma today when the stores open up. First full-length solo record in over a decade for Trisha. She arrives nationwide, and it'll be available everywhere February 15th on her own record label. But for Christmas, it's only at Williams-Sonoma. She says, quote, "I've talked about doing a standards album for 20 years now, so it's been a long time coming. The stars aligned when I worked with Don Was a couple of years ago on a Frank Sinatra 100 birthday tribute, we decided to find the time to make a record together under the flag of Sinatra. So she recorded the project in 4 days with a 55-piece orchestra at the Capitol Studio in Hollywood, where Sinatra cut most of his music. She worked with arranger Vincent Mendoza and engineer Al Schmidt, singing into Sinatra's vintage microphone in order to have this happen. Wow.
That must be cool.
Very cool. Said,
it's one thing to be in the room where he did so much,
yeah,
but
right,
to have his microphone,
microphone too.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Witchcraft is on the album.
I've never heard her sing anything like this, so it'll be interesting to see how she sounds.
Yeah. Drinking Again, All the Way, Come Fly With Me, Over the Rainbow, One for My Baby. They All Laugh. They've got a great choice of songs here. If I Loved You, Man That Got Away, Lady's a Tramp. I want to hear that song. I want to hear her version of Lady's a Tramp. So good. Trisha Yearwood. And look for that today at Williams-Sonoma. Next up, musically speaking, news about Gwen Stefani. She lost a motion in a lawsuit yesterday when a federal judge ruled that she could be held liable for allegedly causing a stampede that injured a fan at a concert a couple of years ago in Charlotte. The judge from the North Carolina District Court cleared promoter Live Nation, who'd been named as a co-defendant. Of course, they have all the money, saying the company had put its place had put in place reasonable precautions to protect fans that failed because of Stefani's unexpected call to fans to approach the stage. So if you read the suit, about 10 minutes into the show, she told the audience, anybody wants to come down a little closer so I can see you a bit better, come on down. I don't think anybody is going to care.
Apparently a lot of people cared, and that's when the stampede happened. So
right. Yeah.
This could
so,
really come back to bite Gwen.
Yeah, not going to be good. I hope she got a good insurance policy, frankly. That's the story. 28 after here on the DJV Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Vehicle-to-everything communication technology, or V2X, is poised to change the way cars operate in the very near future. Numerous automakers are working on V2X systems, some of which already are available. Amongst those automakers is Ford, which thinks it one day could eliminate traffic lights. Ford will trial an intersectional priority management, or IPM, system on the streets of the United Kingdom. The system will demonstrate that cars don't have to stop at intersections or traffic lights. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air. And they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying it is time for U.S. ground troops to come home from Syria, saying ISIS has been defeated. The president says so in a video posted on his own Twitter page, announcing that he will be pulling out 2,000 U.S. forces from Syria effective immediately. Many Republicans and Democrats in Congress immediately criticizing the move. Even a recent cheerleader of President Trump's, Republican Senator Senator Lindsey Graham says,
I think ISIS is more likely to come back because I don't agree with the president that they're defeated in Syria.
Graham and other lawmakers say the move would also give Russia and Iran exactly what they've been calling for. The Senate approved it, and now the House is taking up a funding bill today that would keep the government running into February. And it doesn't contain the president's border wall funding. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Four after the hour on the DJV show, Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen. You want to send her a card? It's S-H-I-L-L-E-N or K-E-E-L-A-N. Did you send me a cup?
Yes.
Is that you?
Did you just open it?
Yep. Well, trying to figure you. If it doesn't say, do not open, that's what you're... Everybody who's sending out
any presents put on the box do not open till Christmas. Well, otherwise, people like me will open up all the boxes. Very sweet, very cute. Picture of Daisy on a cup. Daisy's first Christmas. Very nice. So I'm going to now drink my life change tea out of that cup, Victoria.
Good.
Round of applause to you.
Well,
all right,
she's
so,
very cute, so, you know, this is her first Christmas, so you have to mark those occasions.
And I
those
just put
milestones.
A red bow on her for Christmas. She's now all Christmassy'd out. If
well, you better
will.
Start taking pictures. You've got your grandson there. You've got a Christmas tree.
Well, what
tree.
I'm going to do, I'm going to have Megan take a picture perhaps later today of the three of us in front of the tree,
mm-hmm.
and I'll send that out for a little Christmas greeting. That'd be nice. Meanwhile, let's get back to what's going on here, Victoria. What's the trending story?
Well, some bad news in terms of the automotive industry, and especially bad news for Ford Motors and GM and Ram and Dodge and even Chrysler. So it turns out that the safety picks, you know, the IIHS top safety picks, you know, we always hear about that, the Institute for Highway Safety. And so their 2019 model year rankings came out in terms of collision avoidance systems and high-quality headlights and all the crash test stuff that, you know, you want in your car. And it turns out that they actually had a ton of cars that made the list and met
this is
all
not
the qualifications.
The list that you want to be on. You don't want to be on this list.
No, this is a good right. list. These
oh,
are the safest cars.
Oh, okay.
This is a good yeah. list. So last year, only 12 vehicles qualified for the top category. This year, it's over 30. So that's good news. Cars are getting safer. However, none of the cars that GM makes, Tesla, Ford, Volvo, or Fiat Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Dodge, none of their models made the safety list. That's yeah. horrific. So, the cars that did make the list, Honda, Hyundai, Kia, and Subaru, those were the big ones. They are on every single list. They surpassed everybody else in all of the categories in SUVs,
Subaru,
midsize.
Yeah, the Subarus are ugly, but they are very safe. Very,
yes.
very safe cars. Yeah.
And at large cars.
Every granola in the world is driving a Subaru.
That's very true. Large cars, mid-sized cars, all the same. Some Toyotas were thrown in there. The Camry is sort of a tried-and-true car. That made that got a good safety record. And it's essentially, except for BMW, had one SUV in the mid-sized category, the X3, and two from Mercedes-Benz. There are no luxury cars on this list.
Say there any are Rovers in here.
Nope. There are. I have a Chevy SUV. There isn't a single Chevy SUV or truck that made it onto this list. It's bad. Like, this is bad news for American cars and all of these other cars from Japanese and Korean automakers. They're the ones who Korean auto brands are actually Kia and Hyundai, and Japanese brands include Subaru.
That's why Kim Jong-il wants to invade South Korea, because he wants to have good cars in North Korea. They want to take over the car industry in South Korea. That's it.
Well, part of the GM, you know, the closing of the several plants, one of the big plants in South Korea is being closed down as part of that. So there, there's a plant that's there, so someone can take it over, and I'm sure someone will, and just make other cars with it. But also Tesla. I understand that Tesla's had a lot of issues with the automated driving and the autonomous aspect of it, but in terms of safety features, I thought Tesla actually had ranked pretty highly, but apparently not.
The gullwing doors, the way the car is framed, I looked at this myself once. I had a ride, and I'm pretty good at looking at things and understanding how they work, and I'm looking and asked the question, normally there's a solid post between the front door and the back door that holds the car together, if you will, and I don't have any of those, so a crash into the side of a Tesla would be a very dramatic, very dangerous event to take place. It's not a safe car. I don't think it's a well-built car, actually. A lot of gizmos in it. A very interesting and intriguing car, but a safe car? No, not at all.
And you know, the weird thing is, I think it was last week, or maybe even while you were in Peru, the Kelley Blue Book people announced the SUV of the year, and it was a Jeep Wrangler.
Yes.
But it's not safe.
Yeah. Well, obviously, don't take safety into account.
I guess not.
Look, how they sell, what people say about their appointments, that sort of thing. That's what more plays into it than anything else.
Yeah.
It's a popularity contest, much anything else. Okay. So the U.S. Senate last night was up all night long doing a lot of different things, including approving legislation that makes lynching a federal hate crime. This is when we
What year are we
December 20th, 2018. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing you are. And who thought that lynching was still okay? Where is that in the playbook that lynching had to become a federal hate crime? It's not already, or it's not considered a... I would have thought that anybody that was found guilty of doing that would have suffered the same thing. This is a perfect example of people who do bad things ought to get the same thing in return. Their punishment should be what they did to somebody else. So, and I know that it has happened, not a lot, but there are examples of it, because we know that that thinking still prevails with some people. It's just, it's incredible to me. It really is. It's just plain incredible. And does it have to do with where we live, Victoria? Does it have to do with where we were raised as much as anything else? As much as I don't want to think that, I do think that plays into it. I think it's more likely someone would be lynched in Mississippi than in Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, I hate to kind of play into that stereotype, but you would think
I do
that.
Too.
I'm hoping, and I like to try to look at the bright side of things, I'm hoping that this is just one of those laws that's been left on the books for so long that no one wanted to deal with it. You know, you know how you hear, they always have those little novelty books, all the weird laws that exist in each state.
Yes,
and it's
sure.
just because no one, like in Never some state, I remember like in some state you can't put your donkey in a bathtub, like weird things like that. Like who would ever do that? But like those are real laws that are on, you know, on the books.
I want to put my donkey in my bathtub. I can't do that anymore?
Apparently not. Yeah. Well, no, apparently you can still do that. That's the thing. It's like they leave these weird little things on there just because I guess it doesn't warrant enough attention. But I think I saw Cory Booker, I follow him on Instagram, and I saw him talking about the lynching thing, and there was obviously a lot of bipartisan support for that.
Because
it's just, you know, ridiculous.
Ding, ding, ding. So, speaking of laws being passed in Europe, there is a new law which will ban single-use plastics starting in a couple of years. Most plastics that can be thrown away after one use will be banned in all of the countries in the European Union. Here, here, for them. When are we going to do that? Here.
It's about time.
It is about time. This is a plastic cut. Let's see, all the things on there. Plastic cutlery, plates, straws, fast food containers, takeout boxes, foam cups, that sort of thing. Microplastics, anything that is made with microplastic, that is, you see them all over the place in the ocean, and all the focus on the kind of pollution that's in even our lakes and streams, rivers. So for the first time, as we, I think, talked about a month or so ago, a science has found microplastics in human feces. So that means when I talk about, and I'm not being facetious, when I talk about the way to clean your teeth and make them white, the way that you do that isn't to use the toothpaste that you can get, those little microbes. That's how you, if you're using toothpaste to whiten your teeth, that's what's doing it. They have these little plastic microplastic
beads
in there.
Yep.
And it not only, it will whiten your teeth, but it eliminates the enamel on your teeth. So you don't want to be doing that. Imagine this stuff, plastic, going through your system like that. Ugh.
Well, the problem is, you know, plastics have such a way of leaching. There are chemicals and things in plastics that leach out. So if you use if you even, let's say you just go to, I don't want to name, any type of fast food place, and they give you a plastic cup container, as you're sitting there holding that, there are chemicals that are leaching from that plastic into your hands. So we're exposed to so much plastic that we don't even realize it, that everything that we touch, it has an effect. And all that stuff goes right to the liver, BT-dubs, so that's not good.
Yeah, liver, spleen, kidneys, really bad.
Yep.
Let's see if we can't do something that's good for everybody. Advice on what to get last minute. The people who you're really not sure, what do I get this person for a good, a nice, solid, thoughtful present? Pillows from MyPillow. MyPillows are guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, or your money back. Send the pillow back if you don't like it after 60 days. Get your money back. Can't do that anyplace else. Try doing that when you buy a Bed Bath & Beyond or Macy's. Oh, I don't like this pillow. I'm bringing it back. Yeah, right. You can use it to clean your ears because that's about all it'll be good for. But MyPillow, nope, don't have any of that problem. And I've had, I've been sleeping in different beds because my kids are here, so I'm not in my room, I'm in the guest room. And I'd forgotten I put three MyPillows in there. Right out, man. Good night's rest can be yours. And people that you care about, you want to get them MyPillows as well. It's the time to do it because they're so inexpensive. You get two for the price of one at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV, and you get actually four pillows for the price of two. Yep, you heard me correctly. You can get the big MyPillow and the small MyPillow. That's duplicated. So you get two big pillows, two small pillows, very, very comfortable. Travel pillows, that sort of thing. Use the promo code DJV. That's DJV for the 50% off deal at MyPillow.com for Christmas.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the news from Texas today, the Permian Basin Youth Football League is mandating that every player now in that same age category, remember earlier this week, Victoria, we were talking about the amount of damage done to 5 to 12, 13, 14-year-olds. Now, as of yesterday, they have to, if you're going to participate in this youth football league, which is in a town near Odessa, Texas, you got to sign a letter of intent to show that you are committed to play in the youth league. It includes a public signing ceremony for the youngsters. This is the way they're doing it in pre-high school athletics.
What's the point of that? I don't
Get
it.
Well, to make them more committed. With all the negative attitude toward football, they want, this is Texas,
so
man.
So it's not making them more aware of the dangers. It's making them feel like they can't quit.
To double down and play harder.
Don't give up. Right. Texas, Florida, Ohio, they're nuts about, period, about football. 10 before the hour.
Thank you. Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program, maybe you recognize this. I don't understand why this gets played so much at Christmas time as some kind of a Christmas movie. Home Alone. Home Alone. It's a
like
violent,
it's not a Christmas
horrible,
movie. It's not violent. Oh my God.
Throwing paint cans at Joe Pesci's character.
He defended his own Joe house. Pesci. Yeah, poor Joe Pesci got a paint can to the face. Aw.
All right. Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
Zero, movie man. Why are we acknowledging the playing of the theme from this horrendous movie?
Well, a couple reasons. One, it's one of the top Christmas movies of all time, which you know already. No?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Actually, the now 38-year-old Macaulay Culkin, it was released on the internet yesterday, did a Google ad reprising his role of Kevin McAllister, now grown up. And a 2.5 minute fake trailer ad, and I thought it was very entertaining. And sort of, I have to wonder after seeing it, if 20th Century Fox, which is the studio that produced Home Alone back in 1990, by the way, Doug, it was a blockbuster hit movie because of its Christmas themes, of course. I wonder if they're
hitting people in the head with paint cans. That's a very Christmas.
So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God.
So anyway, I wonder if they would contemplate doing some sort of reboot or sequel, bringing back Macaulay Culkin at 38 years old, Joe Pesci at 75, and Daniel Stern at 61. You need Pesci and Stern to make the movie fly, though. Right. But not
could be protecting.
I just wonder if they would think that.
He could be protecting his home. Now he's married. He's got children.
Right.
And he's got, yeah, maybe that would work. Reviving every other.
But listen, if you don't think it's a Christmas film, I don't know if we should proceed. So.
Nah. When I think of Christmas films, I think of Miracle on 34th Street.
That's a good one.
Macaulay Culkin hitting somebody over the head with a paint can from the
Listen, there's two types of Christmas films. There's It's a Wonderful Life, which is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. There's White Christmas. There's Holiday Inn. There's Miracle on 34th Street. And then there's another Christmas genre where you have Home Alone and you have Gremlins and you have Die Hard.
Right. You know? Or the Godzilla movie that's coming up for this Christmas. You know,
no, that's
something
not
good
a
like that.
Stop. Please, that's not a Christmas movie.
All right. In a moment, more buzz on the Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie right after this.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
All right, so Chucker, what do you hear? A Ruth Bader Ginsburg character in her own right. This movie that's out now with Felicity Jones and Armie Hammer looks to have a lot of great buzz to it. I've forgotten when it comes out, though. It's fairly soon, isn't it?
I don't know when it comes out. I don't know if it comes out. Is it coming out this year or is it coming out in January? I don't know the answer to that question. I saw the trailer. I mean, if you like the subject matter, I like her as an actress. She was in Rogue One. I think she's a pretty good appealing
actress. Christmas Day. Opens up Christmas Day.
Okay.
Well, see, the reason that I'm, you've heard me touting this, and I did the other day when you weren't here, I went off for quite a long time on the story movies that are around now, as opposed to all of the blockbuster, bang 'em up, shoot 'em up, kill 'em, break 'em, Transformer crap. There's really good story movies around now.
This time of year, sure. A lot of the Oscar stuff comes out in December. Will be expanded in January. So yes, this is the time of year not only for the big studio blockbuster, but for the more adult oriented film that will play well at the Oscar.
Hellboy. The trailer is out for Hellboy. Did you see that? You'd probably be the first in line for that thing.
I did. I can't tell you I'm the biggest fan of Hellboy, but it was interesting.
Wasn't Perlman? Who was the Perlman? Was Hellboy?
Ron Perlman was the original star. They recast with the actor. I don't recall his name from Stranger Things. He's a fine actor, though. Yeah, David. Yeah.
Right. All right. So we have the blessing on the right movies from Chuck Curry. That's all we needed. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments on the DJV Show, 59 after the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.